This is another edition of PBBD of this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer coming at you, your host for this podcast. Now, once again, on this Tuesday, 22nd of 2022, in November, we're a couple days out from Thanksgiving, and we turn our attention to football. There's a lot going on off the field as far as K-State goes, anyways, with awards, trying to get to the Big 12 title game, which control their own destiny with this win over West Virginia last week. It was not pretty. Let's face it, it was not pretty, especially in the first quarter of this game there. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about. Obviously, we will have it on this week's weekly edition with Michael Cole's Alex Aiden episode. I believe it's going to be 132 of the podcast. But I think I'm surprised that I did not see coming, and me and Alex have gone on a extension of back in the summer when we looked at the roster spots for K-State. It's going to be somebody that, you know, we're not paying attention to or not paying any attention to, you know, something like that. But Brendan Mott had himself a game last Saturday there. He played a huge part in K-State's win, 48-31 in Morgantown there. He's a junior, but he was named yesterday Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week. The conference office announced yesterday, as I'm sitting here recording this daily, Mott's first career Big 12 weekly honor in the 10th by the Wildcats this year, which is the most in school history. It is the second straight week that a Wildcat defender has been honored, as safety Drake Cheatham was the Big 12 newcomer of the week following the Baylor game 2 weeks ago. Mott carted a career-high 3 sacks. He was all up in Garrett Green's grill last week. Tied for fourth most in school history, and the 12th most in the nation this season. It is the third time this year that a Wildcat has had a combination of 3 sacks in a game. Felix Nduke Uzama and Khalid Duke are the others. Obviously, there, as K-State is one of 2 teams, and the other one is San Jose State, to have 3 players with 3 sacks or more in a game this season. Mott is from Iowa City, Iowa. Mott also set career highs in tackles with 8 solo tackles last week, with 5 against the Mountaineers while he pressured the quarterback on an interception by Sincere Mason. And unfortunate news for Sincere Mason. I'm going to get to that in a second. It was returned 37 yards for a touchdown there as well. And, you know, the 15th ranked Wildcats will look to punch their ticket on Thanksgiving weekend against KU Saturday night in prime time on, I believe it is, I better check it real quick. I want to say FS1. Let me go back to my tab here real quick. Let's see here. Nope, it's on Fox. It's on Fox, Saturday night, prime time. KU, K-State, Dylan Sunflower Showdown going down. K-State has everything on the line this Saturday night. And, of course, Texas going to be paying attention to do a little bit of scoreboard watching here. As Texas... Yeah, Texas plays on Friday, so we're going to know situation here Saturday night, whether K-State needs to win. They still need to win, but whether Texas either wins or loses. Because remember, Texas wins, they have a tiebreaker over K-State. So K-State does need to win this game on Saturday night, part of rivalry week in college football. I want to go back to Sincere Mason for a few minutes. I did come across a tweet also this afternoon. Sad news. It looks like Sincere Mason is going to be out for the rest of the year. Depending on the tweet, I might be wrong, but just by reading on it, Sincere Mason tried to play hurt on Saturday night, and now it looks like he is going to be out for the rest. So that is 2 critical pieces to that secondary, which got torched against West Virginia. Is there cause concern? Maybe, I'm going to say, because they let West Virginia they let West Virginia do whatever they wanted in that first quarter and a half there, as, you know, they made it a game out of it. We knew West Virginia coming in there, they weren't going to lay down. They weren't going to lay down, but K's offense was just too much there. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention here. Sincere Mason's going to be out. You already lost Colby Savage. Savage out. That knee injury out as well. So unfortunate breaks here for this K-State secondary. And look, they're going to have to tighten up. Obviously, KU is a lot better offensively. So from what we have seen this year, so that is not good. Sincere Mason has been a huge part of this defense this year, getting a couple interceptions. I believe he has three, if I'm not mistaken there as well. So definitely, that's another big-time loss there for the K-State secondary. If that is true today, what Sincere tweeted out, I think he tweeted it out either yesterday or, yeah, I want to say he did tweet it last night, because I wasn't on Twitter at all last night, so I was getting caught with K-State news as well. So you're down Savage and you're down Mason as well. And your team trying to get to Arlington here, that's two big pieces they're missing. There's once again K-State Nation. We'll see what K-State secondary answers the call here on Saturday night. They're going to be tested. That secondary going to be tested. At least the back end is. You still have Brents. You still have Ikoboido there. but the secondary look kind of shaky there against West Virginia. So for me, that's the cause of concern, because if you beat KU and face TCU, and yes, we've been wanting the rematch since they beat us, right? So I'm not going to look ahead of that game just yet, but it's a little concerning there. So we'll see what happens. Who's going to step up and play? That's the question now, leaning forward. So you lost Savage, and it looks like you lost Sincere Mason also for the rest of the year as well. But sad news on that end. But on the positive side, Brendan Mott has been a pleasant surprise for K-State this year, kind of taking the snaps from Matlack Island there. Everything kind of pointed to him in the beginning of the season to have a big year. But it's the other guy, Brendan Mott, has been a nice surprise. And he'll look to wreak havoc in that KU backfield on Saturday night. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever podcasts are found, folks. We are part of the K-State Sports Network there as well. Bring them all. Let's see, you have the Aggieville Boys, Bosco Boys there, the College Kimball Podcast, and I know I'm forgetting one more as well, but we're part of that as well. So kind of for your Thanksgiving present, or you want to wait till Christmas, or you want to get on this now, make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast there. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Brendan Mott, Big 12 player, defensive player of the week. We'll see what goes down on Saturday night.